from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you for joining us on Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. We had a great time down in Cape May. If you missed the show, you missed out. It was a lot of fun. And we'll be back there on Friday, not Friday the 13th, Friday, October 11th. So Friday, not the 13th, we'll be there. Friday, October 11th for our next live show. All right? So put on your calendar and join us for that. It's going to be fun. Tomorrow's going to be fun, the debate, no doubt about that. It's funny how you keep hearing all the media go, well, you know, Donald Trump is not your traditional candidate, so he doesn't prep in a traditional way. Kamala Harris is doing the classic debate prep, which is that somebody is playing Trump, and they're going through all the questions and the answers, and that's just not how Trump does things. And you know what? Listen, I mean, the guy, he took out, what, 16 other Republicans in the primary in 2016, and then he took out Hillary Clinton, and then he ultimately savaged and took out Joe Biden just, in June. So, you know, he's pretty confident in his method and his methodology and how it works for him. I just don't know how much it's going to change the trajectory of things. Because for when you look at the Siena College poll, and again, I don't typically put a lot of stock in national polls, and I'm not going to, except for what the respondents are saying, because that is matching with the swing states, and this is why this is worth discussing. What they're saying is that they view Trump as the change candidate. He represents the best chance for change. Kamala Harris represents more of the same, and he's viewed as the centrist candidate. She is viewed as a much more radical progressive. Oh, and by the way, it's worth noting that even Bernie Sanders over the weekend on Meet the Press came out and said, you know, yeah. She's a kook. He didn't use those words exactly, but she's a kook and she'll be kooky again. This is all an act. That was basically what Bernie was saying. This is all an act. Kamala Harris will be back to being her kooky self again. No doubt about that. Even though she's trying very, very strong, trying very hard, I should say, to be the centrist moderate candidate. But the biggest drag on her is the fact that she's part of this administration. That's why I don't really understand why they went with her, other than I guess they had no choice. Because if you had been running an outsider right now, you know, if you had picked a Wes Moore or some Democrat who was not part of this administration, that Democrat could come out there and say, yeah, listen, man, I don't like Joe Biden's policies. I'm not happy about it either. But I wasn't president. I wasn't vice president. I mean, she's literally the vice president. Now, the one way they could get around that, and I rule nothing out with these people. So the one little game that they could pull, and they could do it tomorrow. I mean, they could pull a last minute little. What they could do is have Joe Biden resign and make Kamala Harris the president. And then she could come out tomorrow night and say, hey, look, fresh start. Now I'm the president. So you can't hold me to that guy because I wasn't in charge as VP. But now I'm in charge. Now I'm the president. I don't think they'll do that, though, because Biden's ego is too much. That's what you would do if you really wanted it. Because the whole outsider thing is not working. You know, the whole you're VP and so you're not part of this administration. That's not working. So the only thing they could try to do is to say, all right, you're the president now. And then she'd turn around and go, hey, listen, you know, when Truman took over from FDR or when Gerald Ford took over for Nixon, it's much different. When Johnson took over for Kennedy, it's a much different scenario. Now I'm in charge. So I'm not going to talk about what the previous administration did. It's a fresh start from here on out. I was only the VP. There's nothing that I put nothing past these people. And I certainly don't want to give them any ideas, but I'm sure that they've already sat around the table and bandied that one about. Luckily, the thing that stands in the way of that, of course, is Joe Biden's gargantuan monstrosity of an ego. He does not want to get shoved out any more than he's already been shoved out. But the whole, you're only VP and so you're not part of this, you're the change candidate, it's not working. And as far as joy goes, there's been nothing joyful about this. Nothing. I mean, there's been nothing joyful. You know, that was their whole thing at the convention was joy and joyfulness. And nobody believes the joy. Nobody's seeing the joy. Not even Joy Reid or Joy Behar. They're not even believing the joy. So that's where things stand going into this tomorrow night. The other takeaways from that New York Times Siena College poll, and again, I'm not even telling you about in terms of who's winning because I don't pay attention to that. I never do. But I look at the crosstabs of what the voters are saying, these likely voters. They trust Trump on every issue that is important to them. They think he's better on it. So no matter what the issue is, they think Trump's better on that issue. They think he's the change candidate, and they think that he's the centrist. I know. They've spent years trying to say that the guy is Hitler. The guy's going to destroy democracy. The guy's an extremist and a radical, and he's Mussolini, and it has not worked. It has not worked. And yet there's another ad that Kamala Harris is running right now, and it basically goes on. It's the same guy, the same voiceover guy. I think it's the Home Depot guy who was in The Wire. And he goes on about how Donald Trump's going to destroy our democracy. At what point do these people recognize that that doesn't work? It's not helping them. That whole message does not work for them. But I guess, you know, you play the hits. I mean, that's what you got to do. So as far as tomorrow night's debate goes, Trump is going to go in there, and I think he's going to hold Kamala Harris accountable for the fact that they were in charge, they could have done these things, and they didn't, and B, that she's flip-flopped on everything. That's what I imagine he's going to do tomorrow night. I would think so. I would think that that's exactly what the strategy will be, because as voters get to know Kamala Harris, they're not liking this. You know, there was this bump. I think it was a Fugazi bump. But there was this polling bump that happened after the dropout, after the switcheroo. I never believed it. I just didn't. I think the Democrats were just giddy to get Biden out of the way. And then they thought they had this big shot. But most of the voters wanted to turn around and say, all right, well, what do we think about Kamala Harris? And they're just not impressed because there's no depth there. It's like a puddle. There's absolutely nothing deep about this candidate or this campaign or these policy positions. Even the policy positions she put on her website today, because she finally updated her website with actual policy positions, even they are nothing impressive. And they're very, very, very light, light on detail. Nothing in there is worth writing home about. And she's also essentially going against her own positions once again. It's not a good place to be on the eve of the presidential debate. They made such a mistake. They made two big mistakes. The first one was picking Kamala Harris. And the second one was picking Tim Walz. Walz is turning into be an absolute drag on this ticket. I don't know what they were thinking. I really don't. I mean, if they had picked Josh Shapiro, I think they'd be in a much different position right now, certainly in Pennsylvania. You know, nobody's ever won the presidency without winning Pennsylvania, since it goes back to like 1940 or something like that, 42, whatever it is. It goes back that far. So it is the state that's going to decide the election. And both campaigns are investing heavily. They are spending a fortune in Pennsylvania, and they're going to spend a fortune going forward. I'm actually on location today. I'm speaking tonight. My friend Linda Kearns invited me to speak. They're doing an election integrity event. It is the Protect the Vote Tour. The number one question I get asked all the time is, Rich, is this election going to be secure? Can we trust this election? Can we trust it? Well, the RNC is taking nothing for granted. And Michael Whatley, the chairman of the RNC, he's coming into town today. I'm actually right now at the White Marsh Valley Event Center in Fort Washington. Great place, great venue. And they're coming tonight to do training, basically, for poll watchers so that they know what to look for. They know how to be able to deal with the cheating and everything else that could occur. And the emphasis is going to be on getting your ballot, getting your mail ballot in early so that they know who you are and they know who you voted for. Well, at least that they know who you, that you voted. So that's the idea. And they're not taking this for granted. That's for sure. This is not 2020. You know, it's not 2020. Nobody's going to be caught off guard. Nobody is going to be surprised at the antics and the shenanigans. And there's still a lot of shenanigans they're going to try. I mean, make no mistake about it. For everything from the naked ballots to ballots that come in late. I mean, all these things are going to be litigated, no question about it. But this time around, I think there's a sense of being able to prepare for it and say, all right, we know we can anticipate these things. Getting poll watchers is key. Getting people to be able to have eyes on, you know, eyes on the ground. And then you can hopefully negate some of this stuff. But the number one thing, the other thing too, is I talked to Eric Trump recently about this, and you know, his wife, Laura Trump, has been spearheading this effort too. And I asked him flat out, I said, you know, are you worried about Democrats cheating? And he said, listen, I go to bed every night with somebody who has dedicated her entire life every single day to making sure this election is secure and that they can't cheat. And I'm confident that they're not going to be able to get away with that this time around. So I don't think anybody should go into this with a negative attitude. If you do, and this election's that close, like if you go into this and you say, I'm not even going to bother, well, then you're going to play right into their hands. No question about it. You'll play right into their hands, and that's exactly what they want. That's the big story of the day, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Would love for you to see him and get that beautiful smile that you deserve. 856-786-2020. Let me play a clip for you. This is our buddy Tulsi Gabbard. She was on Fox and Friends this morning. She's been involved in helping Trump prepare for the debate in the sense of you prepare Trump for a debate by giving him information, basically. He's not big on going through it and doing a mock debate, but you give him information. You give him intel. And that's what her role has been here. She debated Kamala Harris. I think she did a great job debating Kamala Harris. I think she helped savage Kamala Harris. And so Tulsi's role has really been to explain exactly what Kamala Harris's strategy is going to be tomorrow night and how she would try to trip up Trump. And that's helpful. That's really helpful going into this because you always want to be able to prepare and anticipate what your opponent's going to do. My sense is they want to try to make Trump look as unlikable as possible. You know, they want to make him look like a very unlikable guy. I don't know how much that matters, though. I don't know if people care if they like the politician or not. You know, this is a different time at this point. Like, people either like Trump or they love Trump or they hate Trump. I mean, it's kind of like he's probably the most defined person in politics. So the real question is, if you don't like the guy, or you're just kind of on the fence about him, Do you like the policies better? Do you like the outcome better? Do you like what he did for the country better? I don't know how much likability factors into this. I really don't. But I think their strategy is going to be just that. If I had a bet, they're sitting around the Kamala Harris debate prep war room, and there's no question it's a war room, with binders, and they're preparing for every scenario, to try to make him look as unlikable as possible. With the idea that he'll keep turning off women voters. That's going to be their strategy. The problem for them, though, is that when you look at the crosstabs of the New York Times Siena College poll, you find out that there's actually a gender gap emerging for the Harris campaign, which is that she's hemorrhaging male voters, white and black male voters, and Latino male voters, too. Hemorrhaging male voters more than she's picking up with women voters. That's a problem. If you're pushing out so many male voters, you're pushing them away. And even if you get all the women voters, but you're not going to, you gotta get like everyone to be able to eclipse that. And that's not happening. So those are just the realities going into this. But no, I would bet you a dollar or more than that. But I just don't have a lot these days with three kids going back to school and sports and signing up for all that stuff. But I would bet you that that's their strategy for tomorrow night. Make Trump as unlikable as possible. Make people who don't really like him, don't like him even more. You know, Rick, double down on the dislike. But I think there's people that will say, I don't like the guy. I'm still voting for him. Because I just want the economy to be better, and I want this country to be better, and I'm tired of hearing stories about Haitian cannibal gangs. Yeah, look, I don't know if the likability factor, the have a beer with a guy factor, if that matters anymore. I think it used to. There was a time in our politics that probably mattered. I think we're past that point now. You know what I mean? Plus, everybody's got their opinions defined, and the question only becomes, do I like this person more, and does that mean I want to hire them for the job? Is there's lots of people that you know in your life that you like a lot. You'd never hire them because, let's face it, they're not good enough for the job. They're your buddies. You like hanging out with them, like having a beer with them. You like them a lot. But would you give them the job at your company? Would you let them be the CEO? Would you let them be the COO? You know what I mean? I mean, I've got idiot friends. You've got idiot friends. We all have idiot friends. But we also have friends that we just can't stand. But we can't stand them for a reason, and that is that they get results. And we don't really love them, but we're going to use them. You know what I mean? It's like you may not love your... If you're a guy going through a divorce, you may not love your divorce attorney. You may not want to have a beer with the guy, but you really want the guy to be effective. Yeah, the guy can be the biggest narcissistic jerk in the world, but you want the guy to be effective. I'm lucky. I've not had to go through that, but I'm just saying. You want the guy to be effective. You don't really care if the guy's likable or not. You know, as you go with a likable guy and it's like, oh, this guy's great. Such a nice guy. And you get completely bulldozed in court. You wind up giving away like 90% and you never see your kids. You're like, what happened here? Well, you went with a really nice guy. So I just don't know how much that matters in this day and age. But I do believe that that is going to be their strategy going into this tomorrow night. Try to make Trump seem as unlikable as possible and throw him off as any chance for people that might be on the fence. His response to that is very simple. The people that are on the fence, they don't have to like me, but do they like the results? Were they better off than 4 years ago than they are today? Were they better off when he was president than they are under this administration? I mean, those are basic, simple questions to ask. And do they really believe that Kamala Harris will be able to guide them going forward and lead this country going forward? And she's embracing all the failed policies of Joe Biden and her own progressive ideals. I would bring up Bernie Sanders. Why Bernie Sanders said what he said yesterday on Meet the Press. She said basically, yeah, she's a progressive. Yeah, she's a kook. Yeah, she's just putting on an act right now, putting on a show. Why he said that, it's amazing to me. But if I'm Trump, I'm bringing that up tomorrow night. I'm going to say even your colleague Bernie Sanders, and you were to the left of Bernie Sanders, even he came out and said, this is all a joke. You're just a progressive, and you're going to bring up all your radical policies and positions when you become president. You're going to further destroy this country. That's what I would imagine. That's what I would anticipate. Actually, why don't we begin there, shall we, Matt DeSantis? Let's begin there. Bernie Sanders on Meet the Press yesterday with Kristen Welker. Cut one.
Described Vice President Kamala Harris as a progressive. She has previously supported Medicare for all. Now she does not. She's previously supported a ban on fracking. Now she does not. These, Senator, are ideas that you have campaigned on. Do you think that she is abandoning her progressive ideals?
No, I don't think she's abandoning her ideals. I think she's trying to be pragmatic and doing what she thinks is right in order to win the election.
She's trying to do, in other words, she's playing, it's an act. In other words, she's acting here, all right? She hasn't abandoned her ideals. She's still the same progressive kook you always thought she was. She's just saying things to win. He actually goes on in that clip to talk about how she is a progressive, just not as progressive as he is. But actually, when you look at the policy, you look at the voting, turns out she's to the left of Bernie on a lot of different things. Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. But of course he's going to come out and say, he's going to come out and say that she's just acting. And you say that? Oof, man, that's not helpful. So if I'm Trump tomorrow night, I'm definitely bringing that up. Even Bernie Sanders said, you're just putting on an act right now. You're conning everybody. And if you get in there, you're going to embrace all these progressive kooky policies. See, the New York Times Siena poll is a window into the thinking of the electorate. And even if that poll, I'm not looking at that as a predictor for the election, because national polls are never good predictors for the election. But as I mentioned to you often, the crosstabs are of what voters are thinking and saying. The voters don't want somebody who's extreme. And they think Trump is more of the centrist candidate. I mean, when Nate Cohn wrote that analysis for the New York Times, I'm sure his head was spinning. But they think that they're worried that Kamala Harris is too radical. That's what they're thinking right now. They're thinking that going that into the debate. They were thinking that before Bernie Sanders said what he said yesterday at Meet the Press. And then when Trump brings up the fact that she's a radical tomorrow night and says, you know, even Bernie Sanders is saying, you're just conning everybody right now. You're putting on an act right now. You're going to get in there and you're going to embrace the same radical policies you've always believed. Nobody believes that you are sincere, not even Bernie Sanders. So that's where I would say this is going to go tomorrow night. But Tulsi Gabbard had some good strategy for the Trump team and what they should do. Here's what she said this morning on Fox and Friends. Take a listen.
Keep it on the policies. What's your advice for him there?
President Trump doesn't need my advice on this because he is very much focused on the issues and how he will fix what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have broken over these last 3.5 years. Donald Trump isn't running for president for himself. He is running for president because he sees the risks and the dangers that we face as a country right now, specifically because of the Harris-Biden administration. And he wants to serve our country and serve the American people and actually fix what they have broken.
The rules that he's agreed to and Kamala has now agreed to are the same rules that we saw at the last presidential debate when he was debating Joe Biden. It's muted mics, no studio audience. You can't take notes, just water and a piece of paper and a pen. So if you want to jot down thoughts in the middle of the debate, how does that fare for Donald Trump? Does that help him or hurt him?
I think he did a fantastic job in his debate against Joe Biden. Clearly, the results speak for themselves, and he will do the same in this debate with Kamala Harris. You know, Vice President Harris should not be underestimated. Clearly, as some of the media reports have shown, they have been studying my debate with her in 2019 and setting aside almost a week of solid debate prep with the lights and the stage and the stand-ins and everything. Donald Trump hasn't been doing that because he doesn't need to do it. He's been out speaking to the American people. She's taking this debate seriously. She will come prepared with memorized lines, ready to recite and deliver them in what I think will be a very effective way. However, she cannot run away from her record. President Trump looks forward to making sure the American people remember what she has done over these last 3.5 years and how she had the opportunity to fix what's broken, but she's the one responsible for breaking it. He will come in as president and actually begin to fix those problems and get us back on track as a country.
I know you were.
The other issue, too, is that he's not just debating Kamala Harris. He's debating ABC News. Do you know that ABC and David Muir, they host the most pro-Harris left-wing newscast of any station, according to our friends at the Media Research Center. I'll share that with you upon my return. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us today. And we are ramped up for tomorrow night. Amped up for tomorrow night, I should say. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Bank coming up tomorrow night. You excited for it? I'm excited for it, too. Absolutely. All right. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait. It's going to be great. I love debates. I really do. Debates are fun. So I'll be watching. I'm sure you'll be watching, too. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. But I think it's going to be tough for Kamala Harris tomorrow night to overcome the damage that she's done just by being Kamala Harris. I mean, man, if they had chosen somebody else, this is always the problem, though. You know, I was telling you that they were going to knock Biden out of the race as far back as October of last year. That was when I started making that prediction after David Axelrod was calling on him to step out of the race. I said he was done, but they had the Kamala Harris problem. You know, they're stuck with her. And they just never could figure out a way to maneuver her out of this race. I know they didn't want her in there. No way. A terrible candidate. They didn't want her there, but they didn't know what to do. They were stuck. So what they had to do was they had to turn around and they had to just try to make it work. But then they picked Tim Walz. The hell does that guy bring to the table? I mean, those are the two death knells right there. You pick Kamala Harris, who's not a well-liked candidate, with a history of saying radical, kooky stuff, and then you pick a Midwestern doofus who does not bring anything to the table in a state that you're probably already going to win, Minnesota. And you leave Josh Shapiro on the table, you leave him on the field, when that guy could have helped you win the must-win state of Pennsylvania. I mean, talk about terrible strategy. But these are not the brightest people. They're just not. They're not. You know, and Kamala Harris may come off as the most well-liked or likable person tomorrow night. I don't know. I mean, I don't see that, but let's just presume. Let's assume. Let's be hypothetical for a second. She may come across as the most well-liked person. Trump may come across as a guy you don't really like that much. But I just think people go beyond that nowadays. And they think who's going to be better and who's going to be more effective for me. I really do. I think the likability factor, it's overplayed. But that's probably what their strategy is going to be. And let's go with what the media narrative is. The media narrative is that she's going to prosecute the case against Donald Trump. All right, does that mean January 6th? Does that mean election denialism? Because they've been prosecuting that case against Trump for 4 years now, and it has not hurt him. It hasn't hurt him. He's still right here. Right there. So is that what their strategy is going to be when they when she prosecutes a case against Trump? Now, I heard today the woman, Karine Jean-Pierre, say MAGAnomics. MAGAnomics, which sounds like some bad virus or something, but MAGAnomics has to stop or has to end or I don't know. So is your goal then going to be to try to prosecute the case against his economy versus Biden's economy? I mean, is that going to be your strategy? Because that's an easy one for Trump to refute right there. So that's easy. He just turns around and goes, yeah, the people were better off under me. And then it's either you were or you weren't. It's right. I mean, there are certain things you can spin in life, but you can't spin that. If you were happier under the old guy than the new people in town, that's the way it is. I don't mean old in terms of age. I mean, if you were happier with the former administration versus this administration, then you believe that. You think that. I don't have to spin that for you. I don't have to turn around and make you believe something that you don't. There's lots of different ways you can spin people. And if Trump had never been president before, well, then that may work. I mean, let's face it. If Trump had not been president and Kamala Harris came out and she tried to prosecute the case against Trump and people didn't know what he could do as president, whether they like him or not, whether they find him likable or not. And again, obviously, you know, I'm speaking about the voters that they are trying to influence. They're not looking to peel off anybody who's going to Trump rallies or wearing MAGA hats. They've written those people off. So I guess there's this group of people, I don't know how big this group is, that is kind of on the fence about who they're going to vote for, which is amazing, right? How that you could even be on the fence about it. But let's go with it for a second. You got a new candidate in the race, Kamala Harris. She's new, and people are kind of on the fence about this. And they don't like the way things are going, so they want change. Well, New York Times Siena College poll says voters think he's the change candidate. All right. Let's assume he was not at one point president of the United States of America. Could you then turn around and make the case, make the argument that his policies would be bad because they're just based on ideas? I guess. But the difference, though, is that it's not just based on ideas. It's based on a record of results. And because you picked the vice president of the United States of America, you didn't pick the governor of Maryland, you didn't pick the governor of Pennsylvania to be your nominee, you didn't even pick the governor of California. You can compare the two policies of the two administrations. You can just do that. And I don't have to BS you. I could, there's an old saying, you know, you can tinkle on my leg and tell me it's raining, but you know, you can tell me that I'm better off now than I was 4 years ago, but either I believe that or I don't. You know, either I believe things are better for me and my family now, or I don't believe that. It's not really a matter of trying to convince people. You know, when you go grocery shopping, you see it. It doesn't, there's no spinmeister who goes around and goes, you just paid 21% more for groceries, but don't you feel good inside? You pay that and you go, ugh. And you sigh and you go, when this stinks, when is this going to end? So if you're happy about that, if you like that, if you think that that's better, well, then you're probably going to vote for Harris. If it comes down to a contrast between the two administrations, the Biden-Harris administration and the Trump administration. And based on what the New York Times Siena College poll is saying, voters are not buying the argument that she's the change candidate. They are absolutely lumping her in with Biden. I guess the only way, like I said, the only way they could maybe negate that is if Biden just resigns and she becomes president and she could say it's a totally fresh start and she could, I don't know, fire a bunch of people and implement some executive orders right away or something like that. But they probably won't do that because of Biden's incredibly narcissistic ego. So as far as the debate tomorrow night, what Trump is going into, he's going into ABC News, and this is what he's dealing with right now. So David Muir, a new study by the Media Research Center, finds that of the big three evening newscasts, ABC World News Tonight, run by debate moderator David Muir, has been the most positive towards Kamala Harris and the most hostile to Trump. MRC analysts reviewed all 100 campaign stories that aired on ABC World News Tonight from the day Harris entered the race, which is July 22nd, through September the 6th, including weekends. The analysts found 25 clearly positive statements about Harris from reporters, anchors, voters, or other nonpartisan sources, with zero negative statements. 0.0. Okay? None. That computes to a gravity-defying 100% positive spin score for the vice president from ABC News. And none of this should surprise you. This is the anchor that is home to the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. The chief political guy is the unbiased journalist, George Stephanopoulos. So none of this should be surprising. As for Trump, Media Research Center analysts found just 5 clearly positive comments versus 66 negative statements for a dismal 7% positive spin score, or 93% negative. Yeah, and this is from July 21st through September the 6th. This is the time period they looked at. 5 positive comments regarding Trump versus 66 negative statements for a dismal 7% positive and 93% negative. The Media Research Center's measure of good press slash bad press omits partisan comments as well as horse race assessments about the candidates' poll standings and prospects. So, while viewers of ABC's World News Tonight certainly heard negative comments about Kamala Harris during these past 6.5 weeks, all of them were from Trump, his campaign team, or other Republicans, never from reporters or nonpartisan sources. At the same time, while their spin score similarly excludes all Democratic soundbites about the Republican nominee, ABC's reporters and anchors either jumped in to criticize Trump themselves or broadcast negative comments from nonpartisan sources to impart a heavily negative spin to the former president's coverage. ABC News was doing the heavy lifting, helping the Harris campaign. During these same weeks, both the CBS Evening News and NBC Nightly News also delivered highly positive coverage for Harris and mostly negative coverage for Trump, yet not as extreme as they found with ABC's World News Tonight, with debate moderator David Muir. Employing the same methodology, coverage of Harris was 94% positive on CBS, 71% positive on NBC. Historically good press, but not as good as the 100% positive press score she received on ABC. And it's hard to do better than 100%. I mean, ABC News, if they could have, they would have done better. It's hard to do better than 100%. But they're not happy. They would have loved to have done 105% positive if they could have found a way. As for Trump, his coverage was 77% negative on CBS, 86% negative on NBC. Extremely hostile, but not as dreadful as the whopping 93% negative coverage he received on ABC. The study also found other ways that ABC's flagship newscast, hosted by David Muir, debate moderator, aided the Democratic nominee. ABC's World News Tonight never labeled Harris as liberal. Both CBS and NBC correspondents confirmed Harris's ideology early on in her campaign. Back in July 21st, CBS's Weijia Jiang said Harris has a liberal voting record that could be balanced with a more moderate VP. 3 days later, NBC's Litza Krutz identified Harris as a self-described progressive prosecutor. But as of September 4th, ABC's correspondents had yet to call Harris either a liberal or a progressive. Instead, 8 stories included brief clips of Republicans calling out Harris's liberal record. ABC's reporters and anchors also never criticized Harris's handling of issues such as the economy or the border. While there were few criticisms of Harris's policies and ideology on CBS and NBC, they weren't entirely absent. Unlike ABC, both CBS and NBC occasionally showed voters who opposed Harris, but never on ABC. And ABC did a great job promoting Trump's controversies while hiding Harris's, even though both CBS and NBC also talked about controversies around Kamala Harris and the administration. So, tomorrow night will be moderated by David Muir, the weekday anchor of the most anti-Trump, pro-Kamala Harris newscast, World News Tonight. There you go. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Listen, it is September. We're going to blink, and the holidays are going to be here, and you're going to be seeing family and friends. So if you're feeling self-conscious about your smile, I'm telling you, now is the time to schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike Veneria. He's one of Mama Zeoli's greatest finds. You know, my entire family goes to Dr. Mike. His level of care and commitment to dental excellence is unmatched. Stop putting off seeing a dentist or getting that complex dental procedure done. If you schedule your appointment now, you will be one step closer to having that beautiful smile at those holiday parties. And you know, my wife just got a new smile from Dr. Mike Veneria. She had to get her veneers replaced, and Dr. Mike gave Bridget beautiful caps. Her smiles never looked better. And he'll give you that same level of beauty and sophistication that you want for your smile. And for 10 years, 10 consecutive years, he's been recognized as a top dentist in New Jersey among his peers. So what are you waiting for? With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, let Dr. Mike Veneria take great care of you today. Schedule your appointment or free implant consultation for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Remember, he's my dentist. He's my friend. He's my family's dentist. And he's the master of dental implants. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So in the 4 o'clock hour, I want to ask you, and we're going to make Matt DeSantis work for the day and screen some calls. What do you think for the debate? What would you suggest if Trump asked you your opinion in terms of how he should handle this tomorrow night? What do you think he should do? I'd love to get your take on this. So the number is 855-839-1210. And give me a call and let me know what you think. What's the one piece of advice you'd give him going to the debate tomorrow night against Kamala Harris? I always love to hear your thoughts on this stuff, because a lot of the times I think it's easy to be insulated and not, you know, it's kind of circular in your thinking. But what do you think? What would you like to see from Donald Trump tomorrow night? If he asked you for your piece of advice going into the debate against Kamala Harris, what would it be? And by the way, you could say lots of different things. You can say, expect her to be nasty, expect her to be overly nice. He should be nasty, he should be overly nice. He should be optimistic, he should be pessimistic. Whatever it is, what's the one piece of advice? And what are people telling you? What are you hearing from people in terms of how Trump should approach this tomorrow night? Because everybody keeps saying it's make or break. Everybody keeps saying that this tomorrow night is make or break, and that this is, you know, if Kamala Harris doesn't handle this well, it's over for her. I don't know if that's really true. What do you think? So give me your sense of that. I want to take your calls on this in the 4 o'clock hour, 855-839-1210, and on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, as we continue along the show. Plus, got to get into this whole story regarding this undercover video that was taken of these DA guys up in New York who think that the whole prosecution against Trump, Alvin Bragg, all of it was just a political prosecution and a whole bunch of nonsense. So I'll share that with you as well. But let me play this clip for you. This is a flashback, because we're told all the time, and part of the reason why we are dealing with, well, you know, I'll hold this for you in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm going to get into the issue of illegal immigrants voting and how even NBC News found that illegals are voting in Florida. So I'm going to get into that with you, too. Plus, New York Post today savaged the Biden campaign on the withdrawal from Afghanistan, basically going on to say, and then the title of it is Highway to Hell. Biden's Highway to Hell. That's right. He was, everybody told him not to do it that way, but he did it that way anyway. And it's all on him. It's all on him. Now, I'm sure a lot of that is done to try to take the blame off of Kamala Harris a little bit. But I do believe it. I do believe it. And I think it's very, very possible that that is the case, where it was all Joe Biden. And this disaster is all Joe Biden. And it's all on Joe Biden. So I'm going to share that with you as well. Big 4 o'clock hour straight ahead for you. 855-839-1210. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.